hearing this passion narrative of our Lord, I was always puzzled when Pilate was questioning Jesus. And he says, what is truth? I was always puzzled that Pilate was never able to grasp or understand what truth is. His understanding was, well, it's just what other people say, or what's commonly accepted. But what our Lord tells us and what He endures is truth. Since we last gathered here in the church, last night we celebrated the Last Supper of our Lord. On the night before He died, He washed His disciples' feet, and then He gave us the greatest treasure the world has ever known in the Eucharist. And then we processed out as if Jesus was going into the garden and praying and getting ready. And what has transpired for us since that time was probably the worst day in the history of humanity. When our Lord, our Savior, sacrificed and gave His life for us so that truth could be known. Let's reflect for a little while on what Jesus did to show His love for us. Let's consider all that He did on that fateful day. He gathered with His closest friends and went into the garden to pray. To pray that He may be strengthened. To pray that He may have the courage to endure all that was going to happen to Him. And while He was praying, those His best friends fell asleep. And He woke them up and said, "Can you guys not just stay for 1 hour with me and wait and watch and pray?" And then one of the 12 that He called sold Him for a bag of coins. Sold Him over to the soldiers. And when the soldiers arrive, they bind Him, they put Him in jail, and they make Him spend the night, probably in a cold floor, put a blindfold on Him, they spit on Him, they call Him names, they strike Him over and over again and say, "If you're a prophet, you can tell us which one of us is hitting you." Then they woke Him up early the next morning, tried Him in the Sanhedrin, brought Him to Pontius Pilate. And Christ, who had no sin, endured for us. And Pilate struggled to find, why is it that they want to put you to death? What do they want to do to you? And so he decided, well, I'll be kind and compassionate. So I'll just have Jesus scourged, which means His hands were binded together, and He was whipped and beaten over and over again. For who? For us. Because He loves us. And then following the scourging, He goes back before Pilate. And Pilate, who really didn't want to do what he had to do, ends up washing his hands and saying, "All right, you guys, you want Him dead? His blood's on your hands." And then they weave a crown of thorns and they place it in Jesus' head. And it presses up against His head. Anybody that's ever had a headache or a concussion knows how painful that is. For approximately 6 hours, Jesus had this crown of thorns embedded painfully into His head. And then they gave Him a cross to carry. And He carried that big wooden beam, that big cross through the city streets while people were mocking Him and making fun of Him, while the soldiers were beating Him and kicking Him and telling Him to hurry up. And finally, when He got to the place where He was to die, He was stripped and nailed to the cross. Those nails bearing through His hands and His feet sure felt like lightning bolts attaching Him to the instrument of our salvation. And then He hung upon that cross for about 3 hours, struggling to breathe, struggling to pull Himself up against the wounds in His hands and His feet and in His crown on His head, struggling to breathe, doing that all for us. embracing and accepting all of our sins and all of our pain and all of our suffering. He took that upon Himself. And then finally, He gave up His Spirit. He breathed His last and gave His life. Did our Lord ask of anything in return? No. He simply gave His life for us. And the truth of His love continues to set us free. And we come together today on this darkest of all days, celebrating the fact that our freedom has been won. That the greatest victory that's ever been known happened for us and for our salvation. It happened for us because we are so loved. And we come today before our Heavenly Father. We come today before our Lord, thanking Him for His love, thanking Him for His sacrifice, thanking Him for all that He did so that we can be free. And in just a little bit, we're going to carry up a cross that we will venerate, that we will embrace, that we will say to the Lord, thanks. Thanks for Your love. Thanks for Your sacrifice. Thanks for calling me to be free. Because our Lord sacrificed. Because He loves us. Because He gave His life for us. We have the promise of everlasting life. And for that, we're thankful. For that, we rejoice. For that, our hearts sing with joy that our Lord was willing to embrace all of our pain and our sins and our faults so that we can be free. As we continue this day celebrating the great love that God has for us, we ask for His strength that we may accept His love into our hearts, that we may know the truth of His love. May that love continue to transform us so that we may know of the promise of our salvation.